Sadeh bochen, which literally means a field in which you cry. This is the third type of Beis HaPras. Now, this is different than the other two types of Beis HaPras. The Sadeh bochen is not tameh at all. The Sadeh bochen is, it's a place a distance away from the Beis HaKfar, from the cemetery. Then on the way to the cemetery, they will put the mace down in this field, and all the mourners will gather around and cry over there. That's why it's called a Sadeh bochen, a field in which you cry. And the din of this field is, lo nitas, velo nizras, va'afratot. You can't plant any trees or any other type of seed crop in this field. But the afar is tar. The actual field is tar. It's not tamei like the other two types of Beis HaPras. The reason why you can't plant in this field, the Mefarshim explain, is because of Yeyush Balim. The original owner of this field has given up on ever getting this field back. And since the Rabbim started using this field as a Sadeh bochen, a place to put the mace down and cry over there, the Balim no longer has any interest or any hope of getting the field back. As that is a din, a meitar she'echziku bo rabim, an area in which the rabbim have a chazak on it, the rabbim is using a certain area, even if it originally belonged to somebody else, that person who it originally belongs to cannot get this area back. So too, this field has become a meitar she'echziku bo rabim, an area in which the rabbim is using, and therefore the original balam no longer has a right to take it back. Ba'isim mimenu tanurim l'kodesh. And you can take from the dirt of a Sadeh bochen to make ovens that are used for kodesh. You can take from this earth to make an earthenware oven and cook in that oven things that are kodesh. And since we said the afar is tar, you can take from this dirt to make ovens that are used for kodesh, as opposed to the other two types of Beis HaPras, in which the afar is tameh, you're not allowed to take from that afar to make tanurim for kodesh. Umodim beishameh beitilel, shabaitkim laisei pesach, vein baitkim l'truma. Beishameh and beitilel are both in agreement that we can do an inspection for somebody who walks through a Beis HaPras and wants to bring a Korban Pesach. But we don't do an inspection for somebody who walks through a Beis HaPras and wants to eat Truma. As we're talking about, somebody who on his way to bring a Korban Pesach walks through a Beis HaPras. Now we're not talking about somebody who walks through a Sadeh bochen, as a Sadeh bochen is not tamei. We're talking about somebody who walks through a field that had a kever which was plowed over. But the Chachamim said that the field is tamei, as we're afraid. And when the kever was plowed over, maybe an etzem bone, the size of a seorah, the size of a barley, got dragged to a different part of the sadeh, and the person walked over and moved the etzem while he was walking by, and therefore became tamei. So therefore the Chachamim said the person is tamei. Now if the person wants to bring a korban pesach, the Chachamim were makel, they were lenient, and they said that a person who walks through a sadeh in which a kever was plowed over can do an inspection to see if there really was an etzem in the place that he walked. Now this person, if we say that his tummy will not be allowed to bring the Korban Pesach at all, since it takes 7 days to become tar, for somebody who became tummy from a mace, and there's a chi of kares for somebody who does not bring a Korban Pesach, even though Issa Chachamim would not allow him to bring a Korban Pesach, once he walks to a Beis HaPras, he would not be chi of kares. And the reason why he's not bringing a Korban Pesach is because Chachamim did not allow him to bring the Korban Pesach, since he walks through a Sadeh Beis HaPras. But since somebody who had no excuse for not bringing a Korban Pesach is chi of kares, so we see the Indian of bringing a Korban Pesach is very important. So therefore, the Chama or Mako, they were lenient with this person who walks through a Beis HaPras to allow him to do an inspection after he walks through the Beis HaPras to see if there really was an etzem in the place that he walks through the field. If he finds there was no etzem in the place that he walks through the field, the Chachamim will not be metamehim. They will say that his tar and will allow him to bring his Korban Pesach. But the Chachamim will not allow an inspection for a kohen that walks through a Sadeh Beis HaPras and wants to eat Truma, as it's a mitzvah to eat truma. And a coin that's tummy is not allowed to eat truma. Even though it's a mitzvah to eat truma, a coin that walks through a Sadeh Beis HaPras is not allowed to eat truma, as he would be tummy. The Chachamim were not makel to allow him to do an inspection after he walks through the Sadeh Beis HaPras. And since the mitzvah of eating truma is only a mitzvah, I say there's no karis involved if he doesn't eat truma. So therefore, the Chachamim did not allow him to eat truma. Instead, he is tummy and he has to wait 7 days until he becomes tar. Ulan Nazir. How about another that walks through a Sadeh Beis HaPras? As another is not allowed to become tamei to a mace. And if he does become tamei to a mace, he has to start over his nazir. He has to do a recount. And before he does the recount, he has to shave his hair and bring karbanos. Now if this another walks through a Beis HaPras, Beishami Aymrim Baitkin, Bu Beis Hillo Aymrim Ein Baitkin. Beishami says another can be baited the Beis HaPras after he walks through it. He can inspect and see if there really was an etzem in the place that he walked. And if he finds that there was no etzem in the place that he walked, the nazir would not become a, and would not have to bring karbanos and recount his nazirus. While Beis Hillel holds that another cannot be baited, another that walks through a base of pras, to come and say that he is tummy, has to bring his karbanos and restart his nazirus. They would not allow him to do an inspection and see if there was an etzem in the place that he walked. Kesed who baited. How is this inspection done? That which we said, that the Chum allow a person who walks through a certain base of pras and wants to bring a korban pesach to do an inspection to see if there was an etzem in the place that he walked. How is this inspection done? Maybe it's the offer shehu yachol la'asito. He would take all the dirt from the part of the base of pras that is possible that while he was walking through this base of pras, he moved this dirt. When Nisan would take barash and ikbad dachim umemacha, he would take this dirt and he would put it into a sieve with very small preparation. And he would crush the dirt, so the dirt would go through the preparation. And Nimsa Sham Etzem Kisura Tumah. If after he sieves the dirt, he finds a bone the size of a surah or larger, then he would be Tumah. But if he finds that all the loose dirt from the place that he walked does not contain an Etzem Kisura, so then we know that when he walks through the base of pot, he didn't come into contact or move an Etzem Kisura, so therefore he would not be Tumah, and he can go ahead and bring his Korban Pesach. How we matar a base of pras? A field that had a kever that was plowed over, that the chacham were matar in the field. As maybe when the kever was plowed over, the plow dragged an etzem in the side of the surah to a different part of the field. How we matar the field so that people can walk through the field without becoming tummy? If you remove the first three tvachim of soil from the entire field, or you heap onto the field, three tvachim of soil, from a different field, which is tar, in such a case, the field is no longer tameh, and you can walk through the field without becoming tameh. As if a bone did get dragged by the plow to a different part of the field, it would be within three tzvachim from the top of the field. So therefore, if you remove the first three tzvachim, any bone that would have been dragged would be removed with the soil. Or if you heap on top of the field three tzvachim of soil from a different field, which is tar, then the base of path is no longer tameh, and you can walk through the field without becoming tameh. If from half of the field you remove three tefachim worth of soil, and after you inspected that soil and removed any bone that might have been in that soil, you heap that soil on top of the other half of the field. So now one half of the field has three tefachim of soil removed, and the other half of the field has three tefachim of soil that is tar heaped onto it. In such a case, the entire field is tar, the entire field is no longer a base of pras. As we just said, one of two options is possible to be an entire base of pras. Either you can remove three tzvachim of soil or heap onto the field three tzvachim of soil, which is tar. So in this case, half the field had three tzvachim of soil removed, and the other half of the field had three tzvachim of soil heaped onto it. And those three tzvachim of soil, since they were inspected for any of some of, are considered soil, which is tar, so therefore both halves of the field are tar. Rabbi Shimon Aymer, Afilo Nasa, Mimenu Tefach Umechta, Venasan Allah Tefach Umechta, Mimakom Acher Tar. Rabbi Shimon holds, you don't have to remove three tefachim of soil from a set of base of pras to be matar the base of pras. As according to Rabbi Shimon, you only have to remove a tefach and a half of soil from the field. As Rabbi Shimon holds, if the plow would have dragged an etzem, it probably wouldn't have pushed it down more than a tefach and a half. So Rabbi Shimon said that even if you only removed a tefach and a half of soil from a set of base of pras, it would be tar. Or even if you only heap the tefach and a half of the soil onto the base hapras from a different place, in such a case, the base hapras would be tar. Haraytei base hapras ba'avanin she'ena yachol la'asita. Tar. Somebody who paves a base hapras with heavy stones that are impossible to move when you walk on them, in such a case, the base hapras would be tar. As since the base hapras is paved with stones that do not move when you're walking, so even if there is an etzem in the place that you're walking, not coming into contact with or moving that etzem with your foot, so therefore you would be tar when you walk through that base of pras. Rabbi Shimon Aymer Afa Oizek, base of pras, tar. Rabbi Shimon said, even somebody who excavates the base of pras would be tar. Somebody who digs up the top soil from the base of pras in order to remove all the stones from the base of pras will now be tar. As we said previously, the Rabbi Shimon holds that even if a bone did get dragged to a different part of the field, it wouldn't have got pushed down more than a tefach and a half. So therefore, when you excavate the base of pras and remove the topsoil, you've removed the tefach and a half of soil from the field. So the field in such a case no longer becoming according to Rabbi